Hi, it's Pete Norstedt here, and welcome to another Trade on Sports and Focused on Football Betting podcast. As usual, I'm joined by Jimmy Kempton. How are you doing, Jimmy?
Excellent, thank you, Peter. I'm trying some new tactics this week, though, due to my poor run. I decided this week, do you know what? I'm going to freestyle this. I've not made any notes. The only thing I've done ahead of time is in my mind create my own lines for this game and these games this weekend. We're going to look to see if there's any differences, and that's how I'm going to select my games this week. I've got to try something new, Peter.
Yeah, well, the lines are bouncing about all over the place as well. I mean, but that's this time of season, isn't it? And the need.
It is. It's need over trends. And sometimes, as we know, just because a bad team needs to win a game, does it mean they're going to?
Yeah, or a good team.
Or a good team, even, yeah.
Yeah. Right, here we go. Let's West Ham against Liverpool. Here's a case in point. West Ham v Liverpool. The line has changed from plus one goal to plus one and a quarter. West Ham v Liverpool, recent head-to-heads. West Ham have won two. There's been one draw. Liverpool won 5. West Ham have not been plus one and a quarter goal at the London Stadium. And they're coming off a very poor 5-2 defeat away at Palace. Liverpool, when they're minus one and a quarter goals, as you'd expect, good record. 1-8, draw 0, lost 2. But only 3 of the 8 were by 2 or more goals. Come off a 2-0 defeat away at Liverpool. Liverpool have won 9 of their last 10 against West Ham in all competitions. Plus one and a quarter, 53 matches, 15 home, 22 half wins, 16 losses. So that makes 26 plays 16. Morais is suggesting value West Ham, but why should the line move after Liverpool? You know, their recent matches lost against at home to Palace, lost away at Everton.
Madness. It's madness, Peter. I don't really understand it. When I created my own lines, and I think I did them, this might have even been on or before the day they played Everton. I have this line about the three-quarter level, Pete. West Ham, we know they always put a shift in against the top six at home. Liverpool need to win this game. But after that result last week for Man City, Pete, can we really see them getting above them? I genuinely don't. And yes, Jurgen Klopp's got 4 games left. But from what I saw the other night, there's not much fight left in this Liverpool side. I've got to take West Ham plus one and a quarter here, Pete. I mean, on the minus, the line I set, minus 3/4, I could make a case that maybe there's one last hurrah in this Liverpool team. But now the line's escalated and gone above a full goal. I can't really understand it, Pete. Can you?
No. And funny enough, this is the type of game that West Ham do well in, isn't it?
Yeah, early kickoff, London Stadium. Difficult, sort of, not difficult prep for Liverpool, but it's a strange kickoff time. They'll have stayed overnight. Yeah, just everything to me, to this game, points to West Ham, which in itself probably is a concerning factor now. But yeah, plus one and a quarter, you've got to take the hammers.
Yeah. A London derby, Fulham versus Crystal Palace next. Recent head-to-heads, Fulham have won 0, has been 1 draw, Palace have won 2. The line's minus a quarter, it had moved from minus a half. Fulham went minus a quarter, 1-3, drawn 3, lost 4, coming off a 3-1 defeat at home to Liverpool. Palace won their plus a quarter, 1-2, drawn 4, lost 5, coming off a 2-0 victory at home to Newcastle. Good win that is for Newcastle. Palace, they've won their last 3. They're in some decent form now. And a lot of people at the start of the season said that they think Palace could do well. And now that they've changed the manager, I think they are doing a lot better. Minus a quarter, 600 matches. When you break it down, it's 2-4-7 home, 2-6-3 away. Very small value Fulham, my rating suggesting.
Yeah, I don't really have many thoughts on this game, Pete. I think Fulham have been solid at home this season. And they've won quite a lot of games. Palace, when you trust in this Palace side, and this is just a historical thing, maybe not so much under Oliver Glasner, you kind of almost want more than a quarter of a goal away from home. That said, they have impressed me. They've got some really good young attacking talent. And I sense at this stage of the season, you look at teams and you think, what do they want to do? Are they just happy in where they're finishing in the league table, or are they looking to build something more for the future? And I think plus a quarter of a goal, for me, with the young, energetic talent Palace have got going forward, I think I'm just going to lean towards Palace plus a quarter in this one, mate.
Right, next up, Manchester United, Burnley. Again, another line that's been moving around from -1.25 to -1. Now it's -1.25. Manchester United, Burnley. Recent head-to-heads, Man United haven't done too well in this fixture. 1-2, drawn 3, lost 1. When -1.25, Man United's record reads 1-7, drawn 1, lost 2. 5 of the 7 victories were by 2 or more goals. They're coming off a 4-2 victory at home to Sheffield United. When +1.25 away from home, Burnley's record reads 1-1, drawn 1, lost 4. 3 of the 4 defeats were by 2 or more goals. And they're coming off a 4-1 victory away at Sheffield United. 3 or more have been seen in goals have been seen in 13 of Manchester United's last 15. +1.25 goals when you break it down. -1.25 when you break it down. 50 home, 41 away. Small value Manchester United, my ratings are suggesting, but I think this could be a tough game.
Yeah, well, I've got this line at 1.5, Pete, to be honest, for Man United. Mm. I just don't. I mean, if they hadn't have come back against Sheffield United in midweek and won by 2 clear goals, I might have been leaning towards Burnley. We know how much Burnley need this game, but any chance to get a top sort of 8 side, I'm going to call Man United. Not even sure you can call them a top 6 side now, but playing one of these bottom feeders. And you have to factor in that Man United will more than likely be leading the game late on. Burnley need to get something out of it. They'll throw the kitchen sink. There's always the opportunity, even if Man United don't win this game convincingly, that they can sneak a cover just late on by Burnley leaving the back door open late in the game. So, yeah, despite them wobbling in midweek, giving me a bit of a heart attack with me taking them -1.5 against Sheffield United, I will be siding with Man United -1.25.
Next up, we've got Newcastle, Sheffield United. Recent head-to-heads, Newcastle have won both the recent meetings. The line's -2, and that surprised me a little bit here. But Newcastle, they haven't been -2 when at home in the Premier League. They're coming off a 2-0 defeat away at Crystal Palace. Sheffield United, when they're +2 goals, 1-0 drawn, 1-loss 2, but none of the 2 defeats are by 3 or more goals, coming off a 4-2 defeat away at Manchester United. Sheffield United now not 1 in 10, -2 goals over the last 8-9 seasons, 101 matches, 35 home, 21 push, 45 away. Morati is suggesting value Newcastle. I'll tell you what, it just goes to show you how poor a side Sheffield United are there.
It probably does, but it also sort of reflects, Pete. I'm just doing this off the top of my head, obviously. In the last few weeks, I remember Newcastle pumping Spurs and hammering Wolves on home soil and covering a -2 line in both of those games. And I think earlier in the season, they smashed Chelsea. And who can forget that first game of the season when they battered Villa? So, yes, the line might seem high, but it's not like Newcastle have only been scraping victories at home. They've been winning convincingly and beating good teams. I just can't take it, though, Pete. I just can't trust this Newcastle side to take the field knowing how strong a favourites they are. All those games I referenced there, they were probably, off the top of my head, -0.5 or thereabouts. Now, suddenly, they're expected to turn up and batter Sheffield United. We saw them in the week, the Blades away at Old Trafford. Yes, they lost by 2 goals, but they stayed in the game right till the end. A lean towards Sheffield United +2 goals, Pete. But, you know, when you look at their away record, you can't really trust it with any real conviction.
Wolves, Luton next. -0.5 a goal here. Luton, they've only just won one of their last 13, despite their positive performances. And I think they will definitely be looking, to get something here as Forrester at home to Manchester City. But anyway, Wolves, when they're -0.5, 1-4, drawn 3, lost 3, coming for 1-0 defeat at home to Bournemouth. Luton, when they're +0.5 a goal, they've drawn the one game and they've come up a 5-1 defeat at home to Brentford. -0.5 a goal, 311 matches, 154 home, 157 away. Small value Wolves, my rating suggesting.
Well, according to my line that I priced up before the weekend, there's big value here with Wolves. I've got the home side -1. But you referenced there that Luton are scrapping, obviously, down at the bottom of the table. They have what they would call first mover advantage down in the relegation battle this weekend because they play before Forest take the field against Man City in a game you'd expect Forest to lose. So anything that Luton could take out of this game would put pressure on Nuno's men at the City ground. My line value suggests a lot of value with Wolves here, Pete, but recent results and the way they let us down against Bournemouth in midweek suggests even on this half a goal line, that extra need for Luton probably might outweigh the ability factor. Bearing in mind, yes, they've not got the results of late, but this Luton side, Pete, they're plucky. They stick together. So I could probably see them scraping a draw in this. So for the podcast benefits, I am going to take the away team plus half a goal.
Next up, Everton against Brentford. This is the Saturday tea time kickoff. Recent head-to-heads, Everton are 1-1, Brentford are 1-1. Minus a quarter goal here, the handicap. When minus half a goal, Everton's record reads 1-4, draw 1, loss 5, coming off an excellent 2-0 victory at home to Liverpool. Brentford, when they're plus a quarter away, 1-2, draw 1, loss 4, coming off a 5-1 victory away at Luton. Brentford not lost in 5. That must be right. Brentford not lost in 5. Minus a quarter goal, 247 home, 263 and a half away. Value Brentford, my rating suggesting.
Yeah, you said that with a bit of shock there, Pete. Brentford unbeaten in 5.
Yes.
But they are. They've won. I've just quickly checked.
Yes. They've
won the last 2 and then drew their 3 previous before that. And actually, bizarrely enough, this is a game between 2 pretty informed teams. Brentford unbeaten in 5. Everton, well, they've won their last 3 home games. So I don't know really which way to go here, Peter, because the line's bouncing around between a half and a quarter. I want to take Brentford, but when you look at the league table and all of a sudden, if you put Everton's points back on, I know you can't, but they're above the B's in the league standing. And that kind of momentum that you can see at Goodison Park is really building. And a win here, I think virtually would, I mean, even if they're not safe already, Everton, a win here would put them safe. So now this line's moved back down to minus a quarter. I think I'm going to have to take the home side, Pete. And it's rare that I want to oppose a really well-organised Brentford side against a relatively poor opponent away from home when they're receiving a start. But I think I'm going to have to, Pete. Everton, the Goodison Cauldron, 5:30 Saturday night, could be bouncing. And I think I'm going to lean to Everton here, mate.
Yeah, it's been a good comeback, actually. Well, considering their difficulties, if you can call it a comeback. But like you say, if you take those points, add those points up, they're doing well.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I didn't see it coming, really, with that squad of players. But we all know what a great manager Sean Dyche is.
Right. Saturday evening, Aston Villa against Chelsea. Recent head-to-head, Chelsea have had by far the best. They've won 4 of 5. Aston Villa 1-1. Minus a quarter goal here. With minus quarter goal, Aston Villa at home. 1-7, draw 0, lost 3. Come off a 3-1 victory home to Bournemouth. Chelsea, when they're plus a quarter away from home. 1-3, drawn 4, lost 3. Come off a 5-0 defeat away at Arsenal. Poor result that is for Chelsea. 3 or more goals have been seen in Chelsea's last 7. Minus a quarter goal, 247 home, 263 and a half away. Good value, Aston Villa. And I think that's a decent bet.
Well, I have them priced around the minus half a goal level, Pete. Very surprised that the bookmakers have any faith in this Chelsea side. Don't know if any of your relatives listen to this, Pete. But do you have any relatives that you don't really get on with?
Not really, no.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Not that I have, but I hear my mates talking about awkward Christmases and Easters and things like this. And I kind of think this is a bit of this Chelsea side. They'll be travelling away, spending time with people that are really annoying them at the minute. Because you can't tell me that Chelsea dressing room is a happy place at the moment. There's a lot of people on a lot of money not pulling the weight. And you look around and the likes of Conor Gallagher, Cole Palmer, working really hard, doing really well. There must be a lot of friction in that dressing room. And sometimes when you play at home, you turn up, you warm up, you play, you go home. When you play away games, you're suddenly spending quite a bit of extra time with people who are really, for want of a better word, pissing you off. And I really can't see why the bookmakers have any faith in this Chelsea side on the back of that horrible defeat at Arsenal. You know, getting anything from this game. Villa aside, a club on the up, clearly great team spirit there from what you see when they score and how they interact with each other. I think Villa, I think you can get them about 5-4. I think they're great value on the outright, Pete.
Next up, Sunday, Bournemouth against Brighton. Recent head-to-heads, Bournemouth have had the best. They've won 3, Brighton have won 1. Minus a quarter goal, the handicap is here. With minus a quarter goal, Bournemouth's record reads 1-4, drawn 1, lost 5, coming off a 1-0 victory away at Wolves. Brighton, when they're plus a quarter away from home, 1-3, drawn 4, lost 3, coming off a 4-0 defeat at home to Man City. Brighton failed to win in the last 5. Again, minus a quarter of a goal, 600 matches. This equates to 2-4-7 home, 263.5 away. My rating is suggesting good value Brighton. I'm going to go with this, but I think you know, I just wonder whether my ratings haven't caught up with Bournemouth. Bournemouth are doing a Brighton from a few years ago.
They certainly are, mate. And I know I said I wasn't going to check any stats, but I just suddenly thought in my mind, Brighton had a really good start to the season and Bournemouth had a pretty crap start to the season.
Yeah.
So what I've done is I've just flipped up the last 20 games league table. I know I referenced it the other week with Bournemouth. Bournemouth have got the 6th best record over the last 20 games. Won 9, drawn 5, lost 6. Brighton have got the 15th best record. Won 5, drawn 7, lost 8. As you say, there's a tide turning down on the south coast. Pardon the pun. I think this game could end all square. On the goal, on the match line of minus a quarter, nothing really appeals to me. I think end of season game with nothing really to play for, I think I'm going to take a little bit of the over 3.25 goals, Pete. I mean, these two teams, pretty well matched. Bournemouth are now ahead of Brighton in the league standings. I think we could see at least 3 goals, Pete, probably more. So I'm going to take a bit of the over.
Next up, huge London derby. Spurs, Arsenal, recent season, Spurs have had by far the best of it. They've won 5, there's been 2 draws, Arsenal won 1. Plus 3/4, the handicap. When plus 3/4 at home, Spurs record reads 1-1, draw, not lost 2. One of the 2 defeats will buy 2 or more goals, coming up a 4-0 defeat away at Newcastle. Arsenal, when they're minus 3/4 away from home, 1-4, drawn 3, lost 3. One of the 4 victories will buy 2 or more goals, come off a 5-0 victory at home to Chelsea. Arsenal won 12 of the last 14. Obviously, good form there. Plus a quarter, 3/4 of a goal, 204 matches, 70 home, 58 half loss, 76 loss. That makes 70 play, 105. Big lean to the away side. My ratings, though, suggesting value Spurs on this line.
I'm not sure I could trust it, Pete, to be honest. I mean, yes, it's a derby game. Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is going to be absolutely bouncing for this game. But we all know about Spurs' defensive frailties. And we also know that this Arsenal team this season are far more solid at the back with the 2 centre-halves that they have playing. I think I'm going to probably trust Spurs to score at least once, and that automatically points me towards the over, because I don't see any way in which Arsenal don't score in this game. I just think this Tottenham defence is so prone to overplaying, which helps them from an attacking perspective, but I just don't see Spurs keeping a clean sheet. So in a really exciting game, Pete, I think I'm going to take a bit of the over 3.25. It wouldn't surprise me if this match ended 2-2, to be honest.
When you look at it, Arsenal, they played Chelsea on Monday. Was it Monday or Tuesday? Tuesday. And now they're playing Spurs. It's very tough for a London team to win the league, isn't it?
It is if you have a set of fixtures that seem to have piled up in this way, if you know what I mean. London Derby after London Derby.
Yeah, those are two tough games. If they get through 6 points out of those, they've done very that. Well, they've changed, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. They've changed. I mean, I think they were greatly assisted, as I alluded to earlier in the week in the pod, with Cole Palmer not playing on Tuesday night. I think that really helped them. But still, you're still playing tough Premier League local rivals, and they demolished Chelsea. And I'll be honest, Pete, I know I've said that it could end 2-2, and I like the over 3.25 goals. I tell you what, it wouldn't surprise me if Arsenal turned up and did a number on Spurs on Sunday afternoon, especially if they got the first goal and got that home crowd a little bit nervous, especially the way Spurs play. Some of them defenders, not always the best on the ball, trying to play out. If Arsenal got one or two up early, could turn a bit naughty for the Spurs fans.
Right, next up, finally, Forest against Manchester City. Recent hitters, the last time the two sides met was a draw at Trent Bridge. Plus 1.5
Trent
goals.
Bridge? The City ground, Peter.
City ground, sorry. I went a blank there. Forest were there, plus 1.5 goals, 1-1 drawn, 0 lost, 1. The one defeat wasn't by two or more goals. Cut for 2-0 defeats away at Everton. Manchester City were there, minus 1.5 goals, 1-9 draw, 1 lost, 0, when 7 of the 9 victories were by two or more goals. Put up a 4-0 victory away at Brighton. Man City have scored at least 4 in their last 4 matches. That's incredible, really. Plus 1.5 goals, 85 matches, 42 home, 43 away. Very small value, Manchester City on the line.
I've got Man City minus 2 on the line, I priced, Peter. And maybe I'm just being a little bit overdramatic in terms of how convincing Manchester City have been of late. But I don't see any way in which Man City don't win this game and keep the pressure up on Arsenal. And with that in mind, are they just going to win the game convincingly? I think they probably are, Pete. I don't see anybody. When you start seeing Kevin De Bruyne scoring diving, headed goals, that's when you know that the title race is virtually over. They're an absolute machine, Man City, and I don't see any way in which they don't win this game convincingly. I'm just going to move forward. Of course, they're out of Europe, aren't they? I was just seeing if they were playing in the Champions League this week, but they lost, didn't they, to Real Madrid? So, yeah, I'm all over Man City minus 1.5, Pete. I think it's a great bet.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the only, looking through the fixtures, I think the only time that City need to really worry, I suppose, is the away fixture at Tottenham. But, you know.
But again, when we talk about how Spurs play, they will give City plenty of opportunities. And it will be due to poor finishing, I think, that day if City don't win that game. And then that's their own fault, isn't it? Rather than the skills and, you know, talents of their opponent.
Yes, I do think. I think when we look over the season, I mean, obviously, there's a long way to go yet. There's a long way to go yet. But I think Arsenal will have regret, I think.
Definitely. Definitely missed opportunities for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. This week, I'm going for Aston Villa minus 0.25 goal, which I think is a great bet. These are for 2 points, by the way. And I'm going to go Brighton plus 0.25 away at Bournemouth.
I'm taking Manchester City for 3 points, minus 1.5 away at Notts Forest. It should be, Nottingham Forest. I'll get shouted out for that. It should be 2. I'm getting a 0.5 goal extra value with the best side in the league.
There is a game, I think, this week, Spurs versus Chelsea, but we will be foregoing that one and we'll be back, I think, same time next week for the... just in time for the Everton versus Luton match.
Oh, don't talk to me about this Luton-Everton game. It's potentially causing the League One playoffs to be moved from a bloody Friday night to a Saturday afternoon when I should be watching cricket. Hopefully, touch wood, both of our teams will be in the League One playoffs, won't they, Pete?
Yes. Well, ours are definitely. So we're playing Saturday at 8 o'clock, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, or 7:45, sorry.
Well, who knows? It could be a Lincoln Peterborough playoff. Yeah. Well, it could be playoff first round. It could be playoff final.
Oh, yes.
Imagine that train down to London, Peter. that main line, the Peterborough and Lincoln fans wishing each other well over a glass of orange. And yeah. Madness.
Right. Yes, we shall be back next week, and good luck, everybody.
Best of luck, everybody.